We begin with a discussion about our president. With us are blogger Lamar White, who, of course, opines from the left side of the political spectrum. You can find out more about Lamar White with his latest endeavor, Bayou Brief, if you go online. And Ben Baggert, longtime Republican, many years in the state legislature, about a quarter century. He is with us to give his impression of Donald Trump, which will probably be far more charitable than that of Lamar White. 2 days ago, the president made national news and international news, as he often does, but this time it was a bellicose message from Donald Trump as he spoke of the threat from North Korea.
They will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
And today, in its opinion page, the New York Times writes, even if Mr. Trump's provocative remarks were part of a deliberate strategy for ratcheting up pressure on North Korea and on China, which, as the North's main food and fuel supplier, has more influence on it than any other nation, they would be at odds with the measured approach of his predecessors. Donald Trump making a threat to North Korea, and North Korea responded by saying that it was ready to bomb Guam. Ben Baggert, what do you think about where we are right now?
Well, I think we're in a great place. I think it's high time that we quit feeding the alligator, hoping that he'll eat somebody else. That was kind of Churchill's expression of that he used to describe the pacifist. He said a pacifist is someone who feeds a crocodile, hoping that he'll eat somebody else. I have never seen in my lifetime a nation threaten nuclear war. This nation began threatening nuclear war against the United States several years ago. The troubling thing is that it's steadily, irrepressibly, continually improving its capabilities to wage nuclear war against the United States. This is the only nation that has tested nuclear weapons in this century that we now live in. It has detonated five nuclear devices in the 21st century. It's developing ICBMs. It's testing ICBMs. It's learned how to weaponize ICBMs. Has now developed a hydrogen bomb in January of 2016. It's launched a satellite into orbit in February of 2016. It's launched a missile from a submarine in February of 2016. And in September of 2016, it conducted another test. So we have to take them at their word, take him at his word. It's time for us to stop feeding the alligator. It's time for us to do something. And when we do something, it's going to be unpleasant. But we need to do it, or else we're going to really, really regret it at some point.
877-217-5757 is your number. Now we switch now to Lamar White, who is joining Ben Baggert in the conversation. And Lamar is busy with a new endeavor, Bayou Brief, but he follows national and international politics as well. And Lamar, there's a big story now regarding a possible conflict of enormous proportion between the United States and North Korea. Ben Baggert says it's high time that we stood up to this dictator in North Korea. What do you think?
Well, I think, and I hope you can hear me all right, Jim.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, I think that, you know, we have an unpopular president in Donald Trump, and it's not all that surprising that the move that he's making right now is to escalate tensions between really a third-world country and the United States. The United States spends 60% of the world's budget on its military. There's no doubt about the fact that if we wanted to, we could destroy the country, but the collateral damage would be just enormous. We've got 28,000 American soldiers on the border of North Korea and South Korea. You know, clearly the first real retaliatory action would be there on the border. And the civilian toll, you know, the possible civilian casualty toll, if this war were to escalate, it would be in the millions. I don't think this was a smart statement. It was clearly ad-libbed. And it just is a reflection of just Donald Trump's naivete and his bluster. and not not doing his homework on how to you know, create measured language that I think would have been more appropriate, and it would have stayed with American tradition. We have contained this guy for and his family for many, many years. But yeah, just to me, it looks like the actions of a desperate and unpopular president.
All right. Well, there are those who say that North Korea is inevitably going to have full nuclear capability and with weapons that could reach the United States. So, Ben Baggert, is there anything that can be done at this point to stop that?
Neither of you guys today have inside insight into the capabilities of American forces and what we can do to prevent the carnage that ultimately will happen. There will be carnage because the person that we're dealing with is not right. And unfortunately, millions of people have given him complete say on what to do with the power that he now has. I predict ultimately there will be significant carnage. I believe, though, and neither of us know, and we can't debate because we don't have the inside information, but I believe that America must know something. They must know where, precisely where, with GPS coordinates, these artillery batteries are. We must have the capability of taking out those batteries if we did it with a first strike. We must have some sense of where some of these nuclear weapons are being stored or where these missile sites are, even though some of these rockets can be launched from mobile stations. Incidentally, the information that I've read indicates that the really good and distantly effective missile launches may not be launched from a mobile site. So we must have some information. But I think it does a disservice to this country to try to politicalize, as your guest has done, the enormous problem that we have. The threat of nuclear war by a nuclear power is something that has never occurred in my lifetime, and I'm pretty old. I can remember the days of Khrushchev and the days of Stalin. None of them with a nuclear weapon ever threatened the United States. This man began threatening the United States with nuclear holocaust 4 years ago.
Are you comfortable that President Trump is the right president to handle this threat?
I'm comfortable that President Trump is the best president to handle this threat that we've had in the last 10 years. In the last 10 years, the last 20 years, we've watched Clinton, we've watched George W., we've watched Obama. And during all of this time, during the negotiations that ensued when the North Koreans, I think, under the Clinton administration, promised to stop the development of nuclear weapons, that just lied to us and persisted. So I think it's time for a different approach. And I'm very pessimistic that this can be done through negotiations, although I am hopeful that we can do these things on a parallel track, that we can really put some pressure on China to stop providing oil and other energy products to North Korea. I hear you.
All right. We do have to take a break. And now, Lamar White, before we go to the phone lines, Ben Baggert said President Trump was the best president to handle this threat from North Korea, certainly the best in the last 20 years in his judgment. What do you think?
I think he's perhaps the most unhinged president we've had in American history, and frankly, I think a lot of folks are, a lot of people in the country, the majority of this country, does not trust his leadership. So I push back on that, and I don't think you can say on the one hand, don't politicize this, and on the next in the next breath say, this man is the best president we've had in 20 years to handle a crisis like this. I completely disagree with that.
All right. Paul in Opelousas. Good morning, Paul. You're on Talk Louisiana with Ben Baggert and Lamar White.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning. Great conversation for today's world. Just one thing. I know that employing the sanctions, and sanctions have worked in the past, worked with South Africa. If North Korea is so isolated, what do they trade for money? I mean, what is their trade in and out of the country for money? How do they sell anything? I mean, they have some goods that they trade with somebody. If they would have stopped that, maybe that would help. But what products, natural products, does North Korea have that they trade with whoever? To have their gross national product. And your guest had said about just the closest we came, I think the closest we ever came to was the Cuban Missile Crisis, which through great thinking, we avoided. Thank you very much. All right. I'll take my answer off the air.
Ben, they are a country about the size of the state of Mississippi, but yet the whole world is revolving right now about what's happening in North Korea. What clout do they have as far as their economy, if any, with the rest of the world?
Well, they have little clout with their economy, and it's a good question. Much of what fueled their economy was their export of coal to China, which really needed it. However, I think that we shouldn't be distracted by the fact that they have a miserable economy. The fact is that they do have nuclear weapons. And again, I put this question to Mr. White. I know he doesn't like Donald Trump, and I'm not a great fan of Donald Trump, and wasn't during the election. However, Mr. White, is your goal to protect Americans, the world, Japan, other nations, or is it to diminish Donald Trump? Please examine your conscience. I know that Trump's not popular, but to take the position that in the face of an armed nuclear power that has threatened the United States, that a president who pushes back is doing so because his poll numbers are low, mm-hmm. I think is a disservice to this country.
Mm-hmm. Lamar?
Well, I would just say that, you know, the Kim family has threatened the United States for decades now. They've been using provocative language for decades. They've been building a weapons system for decades. And this is the language that Kim Jong-un has used is very similar, if not identical, to language that his father had used, his grandfather has used. So I think the only difference this time is the provocative, bellicose pushback by President Trump. And that is what escalated this crisis right now.
You don't think it's a difference that now they have what they've been building? Now they
I think
do have
now we
they
know
say
that now the public
building?
Knows what they've been building. I'm not sure militarily, you know, it's been a secret for that long.
All right, 877-217-5757, Dan downtown. Dan, you're on with Ben Baggert and Lamar White.
Yes, Mr. Baggert, could Trump's bluster be right out of the GOP playbook to distract from embarrassments? Reagan invaded Grenada after the Marine barracks debacle in Lebanon. Bush 43 invaded Iraq after 9/11. And that Trump, after Obamacare survived and the Russian collusion investigation continues.
All right. Is this a distraction with the Russia investigation ongoing? Is this somehow designed to change the subject, Ben Baggert?
It's another attack on Trump. In other words, just because Trump's the president and you don't like Trump, is your dislike for Trump greater than your concern for the safety of Americans and the peace of the world? Trying to answer that question, caller that just made that statement. Is your concern for the safety of Americans greater than your antagonism and antipathy toward Trump?
Well, independent of the North Korea threat, Ben Baggert, do you believe the investigation involving the Russian connection to the president is valid, or is this a witch hunt?
I don't know. I really don't know.
But you're giving him the benefit of the doubt that this has nothing to do with Russia. It's all about North Korea. And I think that in this case, many Americans would agree with you. But Lamar, there are some people like Dan downtown who say this is a wag the dog kind of thing.
Well, I mean, he makes a good point. I mean, that's sort of the same point that I've been making as well. And, you know, it's not that people are not concerned about the lives of Americans. I think if you are concerned about American lives, you've got to be concerned about the 28,000 American lives that are stationed at the border of North and South Korea right now. And, you know, escalating this tension between the two countries right now is a direct threat against those 28,000 Americans. So we've got to be very careful and measured in how we talk about this crisis and how we talk
we didn't escalate any tensions. What all Trump said was stop threatening
nuclear war.
He said stop threatening us with nuclear war. If you don't stop threatening us, you're going to see some very awful things. He's not the one that threatened nuclear war. He's the one that asked to stop threatening nuclear war.
All right, let's try to get a few more people in. We'll start with Jim and Walker. Hi, Jim. You're on with Lamar White and Ben Baggert. Welcome to Talk Louisiana, Jim and Walker.
Hi. I'm just completely, incredibly offended by your guest who is attempting to tie my patriotism to whether I think somebody is capable of actually leading us in a time of crisis. And that's absolutely ludicrous. The fact that what are we supposed to do? We have two leaders who are acting like kindergartners with nuclear weapons. They both are. Diminish Trump. He does it to himself on a daily tweeting basis.
So you're saying that our president is at fault as well?
Our president is totally at fault as well. He's supposed to be using this language that's so powerful that Kim Jong-un is going to understand. And the first thing he did was he laughed at him and said, you're lying, like 60% of the rest of the population in this country thinks, every time he opens his mouth.
All right. Thank you, Jim and Walker. Ben Baggert?
I'll put this question to Jim again. Is your goal to protect America, or is it to diminish Trump? I'm not questioning your patriotism. I'm granting your patriotism. But examine your conscience. Is your goal to protect Americans from a nuclear explosion on the West Coast, or is it to diminish Trump?
Lamar White, a listener asks, can you imagine President Obama saying the same thing that President Trump said the other day? And I think we know the answer to that. But there are those who criticize President Obama for being too cautious. So have we gone from one extreme to the other?
No, I can't imagine President Obama ever saying something like Donald Trump said the other day. But I'll grant you that. We may have gone from one extreme to another. Although on the left, there are a lot of people that accused...
Keep going.
Oh, sorry, that accused Obama of being too soft, of being, too much of a hardliner, rather. To bellicose. So there's an irony there, you know.
Now, Ben Baggert, a listener, notes that many countries have nuclear weapons, including Pakistan, which has been no friend to the United States, a country that harbored Osama bin Laden. And so far, nobody's had the audacity to use nuclear weapons. Is this just talk, or do you really believe that Kim Jong-un is a man capable of doing this?
Well, we have to take him at his word. He says he's going to do it. And every couple of weeks, we see an extra step toward his goal. So do we just bury our heads in the sand? Do we act like the Bourbons did before the French Revolution, to paraphrase Talleyrand? They forgot nothing because they learned nothing. What we're learning is that every day that goes by, this man who's energized by the clapping that he gets from the people who know nothing about what's going on in North Korea, takes another step toward lobbing one at the United States.
Lamar, how do you see it?
You know, I would say, you know, he said stuff like this for years and years and years. It's like just like his father has. There's a reason. I understand the reason to, you know, quote unquote, take him at his word. But the truth is, he's been saying stuff like this for years. And one is hopeful that we can resolve this without going to full scale nuclear war, and that we can put pressure on China to contain Kim Jong Un.
877-217-5757. Mark in Denham Springs. Mark, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Lamar White and Ben Baggert.
Good morning. I'm not a Trump supporter. I didn't vote for Trump, but he is the president. And I think your guest, Mr. White, is just often left field here. He keeps saying, well, what's different? What's different with North Korea? Well, the big difference is they now have miniaturized nuclear warheads that can hit the United States. And they're crazy enough to use it. So I think we need to have a more, I guess you'd say, robust response.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
I'll take my answer off the air.
Lamar?
Yeah, again, I would just say I really hope, I think that the hopes of most Americans should be that we don't escalate this into a full-scale nuclear war, and that we can see if these sanctions from the UN, which are the toughest sanctions ever imposed on North Korea, can have a lasting and real impact on their decision to militarize. And hopefully we can put some more pressure on China to do this diplomatically as well.
Ben Baggert, one of the good things that's happened under President Trump is that the stock market has roared. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at record levels, but the last 2 days it's been down, and probably as a result of the statements the president made about North Korea. Can you only imagine what would happen to the Dow Jones Industrial Average if there were some kind of nuclear exchange between the United States and North Korea? I don't think it would be a good day. What would this do to the economy?
I don't really care. I don't think that money is as important as the safety of Americans, especially on the West Coast and the central part of the nation. I don't care. And to agree with Mr. White, I believe that our plan right now, and I don't have a plan because I'm not in the Pentagon, but I believe that our plan should encompass every tool in the box. Diplomacy, pressure on Russia, pressure on China, extreme pressure on China. It should also involve contingency plans for taking out the batteries in North Korea and for taking out those sites that we know exist, and for using the THAAD system to take out missiles that have been launched. And if some get through, as I hope none of them do, we'll just have to bear it. But our plan should utilize every tool in the box, from diplomacy to nuclear explosions.
On this show a few days ago, the retired General Ron Richard, Lamar, said that he thought the United States should, in his words, weaponize Japan. Providing Japan with nuclear weapons. Do you think that would merely escalate this, or would that be perhaps a threat to North Korea that would be significant, that perhaps would get Kim Jong-un to back down?
Yeah, I would probably defer to a general's judgment on an issue like this. I've read about this idea before. Of course, we're far removed enough now from World War II, I think, to justify, militarizing Japan again. And if it does, if the judgment of our military and the military in that area is that it could threaten Kim Jong-un enough to kind of clamp him down, then maybe it's something we should, consider.
Ben, if there is some kind of nuclear exchange, certainly all the countries near North Korea will be affected. Not only will the area where the bombs fall be affected, but people will be dying, if reports are accurate, from radiation and things like that. So I would think the people in that region are probably more alarmed than anybody right now.
It's just a horrible situation, especially for the people in that region. And My heart goes out to those people that have to live with that. I'm one of those people, probably very few of your listeners remember the days when in the third and fourth and fifth grade, we marched out of the classroom, knelt on the floor, put our head down, and put our hands behind our head. Does anybody remember that? I do. It happened in the 50s. It was not a nice way to live. And I have tremendous sympathy for those people who live with fear of that happening.
Well, as far as the president's moral authority, a listener, Marika, asks that this Russia probe is apparently gaining momentum. The story yesterday about Paul Manafort's home being raided by the FBI, independent of whether this is related to the president's actions, does it take away from his moral authority as a leader to be under siege right now and having to make tough decisions regarding international matters of enormous magnitude, Ben?
I don't think the president has moral authority. I think that we, as Americans, have the responsibility to ask ourselves the question, is it time to do something, or do we want to just take a Chamberlain-esque approach to what mm-hmm. is even worse than what Churchill saw back when they were feeding the alligator in hopes that it wouldn't bite down.
Lamar?
I mean, I think it's a good question. I think the Trump White House has destroyed its own credibility by repeatedly lying from the very get-go to the American people. The very first press conference was about the size of the inaugural crowd. So when you've got a White House that's willing to engage in publicly lying to the American people, and then, you know, you couple that with this Russian investigation, which is turning up evidence on an almost daily basis that points to criminal activity and collusion, it is worth wondering whether or not the commander-in-chief has, the credibility of behind him and the respect of the American people to enter into something as dangerous as this.
Leonard in Lafayette. Hi, Leonard. You're on Talk Louisiana with Ben Baggert and Lamar White.
Ben, I want to ask you, if you get this war, will you be willing to pay higher taxes to pay for it?
All right, Ben. Earlier you said that the economy is irrelevant because of the threat to America. Obviously, if we get blown up, the economy is not going to matter much. But any war will cost money. Is that something that should be considered?
Yeah, but the questioner presumes that I'm in favor of a war. That's a when did you stop beating your wife kind of question. I'm not in favor of a war. I'm in favor of protecting us against a war. And I think we have to use every tool in the box to prevent a nuclear war from breaking out. I don't think they have many of these weapons that can be deployed against the United States. I think we can shoot down at least half of them or maybe more. If it amounts to paying higher taxes to protect the lives of Americans, sure, I'd pay a higher tax to protect the lives of Americans. I think everybody would.
All right. Lamar White, is the economy a consideration when you're contemplating, as this president is doing, military intervention?
Can you repeat the question?
The economy, is that a consideration, or is that totally irrelevant?
No, I mean, it should be a consideration, yes. I mean, the economic might and power of the United States has to be a consideration.
Well, we thank you for joining us. We do have to roll, but Ben Baggert, thanks to you, sir, and thanks to you, Lamar White. It's been a pleasure.